Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rusty Mantell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. Our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, welcome in.
I'm here, man.
Busy couple days over at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, man. Finished up last night with the Thomas County Central big win over Gainesville. This young man, and he's kind of the buzz around the state right now. Credit Wake Forest, because they go into Thomasville, Georgia, and nobody in America is happier there was an early signing day than Wake Forest, because they got Deuce Lawrence signed and done. This young man broke the all-time state record last night in the history of Georgia high school football. He had 39 carries for 380 yards and 5 touchdowns.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Shout out to my old teammate, Rob Ezell, who's the OC over there.
Yeah, man.
Old Rob Ezell, man, was a good dude. What's been the highlight so far for you for calling these state championships, man, doing them the last few days?
Well, doing them is always just different for me, man. And, you know, I don't want to be Al Bundy, but playing in one and winning one, I just appreciate a state championship game.
I know, man. But I said the other day that state championships in high school are the best ones.
I said that on the air. I said Mike Johnson, former Atlanta Falcons, said, you know what? My high school coach, Lynn Honeycutt, he was an all-SEC player. He was a captain at Georgia. One time he spoke at a function I was at, and he goes, look, I've done it to the highest level. There was nothing like high school football. No. It didn't compare to the locker room as a kid you grew up with. Yeah. Everybody's moms and dads know each other. But just doing those games, like Worth County is in Sylvester, Georgia. Allie, when I tell you there might be 10,000 people in that city, every single person on Tuesday at 1 p.m., there wasn't a single person in Sylvester, Georgia left.
Yeah,
they had more people than Gainesville did last night.
Yeah,
not even close. Worth County.
I just picture the sheriff of the town with his hat on, driving his car, leading the buses up here. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels like
nobody's done a damn thing in Sylvester.
Or the signs are up in the windows that are like gone to state. Yeah. You know,
they're gonna have three parades. They're gonna get my favorite saying. I think it was Strahan. When the Giants were on the flight back from the Super Bowl, Coughlin asked him what type of ring he wanted. He said, I want a two-table ring. He said, what the hell is a two-table ring? He said, I want to be able to see that MF-er from two tables over. Worth County is about to get a two-table ring. I can promise you that. First time since 1990, I think 89.
I'm kind of surprised you're not wearing your jersey and ring from back in the day.
It's a little snug. You know what jerseys?
Like a busted can of
biscuits. You know what jerseys? Those things are like welding curtains. You know how like wide they were and your sleeves?
100%. They ain't never heard of two-sided tape or Velcro
Rusty
back then.
Rusty didn't need all that tight stuff. Well, I have my Newman gloves and my sweatbands. Listen, I look good now. But the tighter that stuff would have got, that wouldn't help me at all.
What does Rusty think, since Rusty went third person, what does Rusty think of this Philo situation? Nobody really knows, but it just feels like he was tied to maybe the OC all along.
Yep. And listen, all the Georgia Tech people that would get in my DMs going, thank you for talking about Aaron Filo, and thank you for saying how good he's going to be and the confidence you have, and the Georgia fans that would get pissed off at me about mentioning a Georgia Tech player, he's gone. And this guy is the real deal, and I've stood on the table since he was in high school. I've had him in camps. I've had him in games. I've been around him a lot. This kid is wired right. He is really damn good. Now, he's got to go into a totally different league now with a totally different team, but the potential there is really good. Georgia Tech, rightfully so, did everything they could to keep him. But I think at the end of the day, Buster Faulkner is his guy. He has his trust. Buster Faulkner, credit him. He went and got him out of high school. He was committed to Minnesota, got him flipped. And he's a really good player. I do think he's going to end up at Florida eventually. But here's the thing about Georgia Tech. I will give you the butt of that. It's like going shopping and you got a pocketbook full. Go get you another one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like 10 years ago when you lose your star quarterback and you're absolutely just screwed. Now you got to get whoever your OC hire is, he's got to get his guy. But you've got money to go get a quarterback.
And I wanted to ask that because it's one of the things coming in that I think it's interesting to talk to you about. Do you think that, because we've talked about Chip Kelly being interviewed at Georgia Tech, do you think that that's part of the hiring process now for coordinators?
Yeah.
Like, who do you got in your back pocket?
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Like, who's there?
So, if Mike Johnson is interviewing for a head coach job and I'm interviewing Mike Johnson, I'm not asking Mike Johnson how good a coach you are. What coordinators can you bring?
Exactly.
Who's on your staff?
Exactly.
So they're going to say, what quarterbacks do you like, what connection you got, and who you think we can get. And and he's going to ask you, well, what's our budget? Which is all just so crazy to talk about.
That's exactly what's happening.
Like, what do we have allocated in this class for a quarterback, and what can we go get? Georgia Tech's going to have money. At the end of the day, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I think Aaron Filo is a really good player. But he's going into a totally different league now. I mean, it's a grown man league. But I do think the Florida roster, you heard Kirby mention it. I agree. That Florida roster, if they can keep it together, you know, they got a chance to turn that thing around quickly.
Yeah, they
got
to keep Jaden Ball, who apparently is being courted, yet the transfer portal's not open, which is very confusing to me. That
I have no recollection of what you're talking about over there. Maybe Jordan Texas.
I'm trying not to go down this road with Bo today, but I'm like, it just sounds like such hypocrisy that you're excited about Aaron Filo at Florida, and yet you're like, I can't believe it, man. The portal's not even open. Like, what are we talking about?
He announced that he's leaving, and the rumors is he's going to go where his OC went. Yeah. Jaden Ball has not even announced he's going in the portal yet. He's supposedly being wooed.
I talked about Aaron Filo the morning before he announced he was going to the portal, though.
Yeah, because Buster Faulkner left, and that was the root. And everybody, that was there's
neither here nor there.
You're not following them.
You know where Jaden Ball's from? Columbia High School in Atlanta.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Georgia fans player. Who are driving him up 75.
Well, you know what? Your running back room's crowded. keep your hands off. I do want to ask you something about Georgia, though, because I'm a little frustrated. ESPN put out this list of top 50 players in the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar Stockton's 24. And they got the damn Oregon quarterback like 8 spots above him. And it really chapped my ass, Rusty, because I've watched Gunnar Stockton play. And look, everybody knows, we just talked about him, I'm a Florida fan. We all know that. But you ain't going to tell me that the kid out there in Oregon that ain't done anything against competition like Gunnar Stockton has is better than Gunnar freaking Stockton.
You look at the Texas game, that was his best game. Look at the Ole Miss game, another great game. Look at the clutch throw against Tennessee. Didn't play great against Georgia Tech. I think he would tell you that. You know, made a couple throws and what he needed to do against Alabama. But the level of competition he has played, he certainly has a resume. I think he finished 7th in the Heisman voting, which I probably agree, probably about round in there. He had some opportunities, and, you know, he'll be a Heisman, a lot of buzz in the offseason guy, but – like those rankings guys, they throw stuff together. I mean, you know, the SEC going through what he went through in the games he played and the teams he played, I would hold Gunnar Stockton's resume up against anybody right now.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
I'm going to touch. I don't want to hijack the conversation, but the Diego Pavia stuff, it's embarrassing, man.
I agree.
Mean, the way he behaved. Listen, I know Barton Simmons, who's a general manager at Vanderbilt, is a good friend of mine, and he was high school best friends with Clark Lee, so I know those two are cut from the same cloth. that's not a representation of Vanderbilt.
I agree.
And you could have that edge to you on football, and that's what makes you different. I have no problem the way he acts on a football field.
Yeah.
But to go up there and basically show your ass the entire weekend and then get pissed off because the voters didn't vote you, and let me tell you something, that response that chat GPT that he had written for him, that's embarrassing. I mean, dude, that's absolutely embarrassing.
Yeah,
dude,
I agree. Theo Vaughn probably wrote that for him.
Yeah. I love the height comparisons. They showed him listed as 6 foot, and they got him standing around the guys. That's probably what pissed him off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It probably is. This all kind of fits into the same conversation. We were just talking about Philo. Diego Pavi is another one that went with his coordinator.
Yeah.
How has Georgia been able to do, and really all the teams, I throw all the teams under the umbrella of the college football playoff teams. I feel like a year ago at this point, you know, because of the transfer portal stuff, because of everything else going on, these conversations were like, man, there's players on teams that are in the college football playoff that are trying to transfer right now.
Oh yeah.
How has like Georgia and some of the other teams done such a good job at this point of just that not being a factor? Like it's just everybody seems to be so focused, and you don't hear anything about, well, after the year this kid's transferring.
Well,
I'm saying we don't hear about it. I'm not saying it's not
going
happening.
On. Did you see Drinkwitz talk about everybody's calling his roster?
100%. He said every guy on his roster.
Everybody at Georgia's getting called.
Yeah.
Everybody at Oregon's getting called. I mean, it is absolutely. The agents are already working the phones and all that stuff, and I don't have the answers to that. That's a problem. You know, I saw something this week. I just can't believe we're going down. Have you seen USC releases when their kids resign?
Yeah.
It looks like a whole graphic. It looks like.
Guess who's back? Our starting quarterback. Looks, well, why wouldn't he be?
And he is literally sitting at the desk like the Falcons would announce James Pierce just got a new contract. And they show that this is the official USC football. When they re-sign a kid, they put it out. I mean, like, we're not – let's say, hey,
might as well just say,
you know, nobody's going to class anymore, but you know what? We got his contract done.
100%.
That's crazy.
100%, man.
Bad look, in my opinion. Won't see Georgia and Alabama doing the old release. I can assure you that.
I thought that was absolutely – that just seems –
That is just – you know what it is? And I'll be frank. It's them trying to create publicity. Talk about our team.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
What do you think about this A&M Miami game? Because it's Texas A&M's got a really good defensive line. Cassius Howell played. I mean, I watched him just destroy Florida's offensive line. But 11.5 sacks this year. But this really could be the best game of the weekend, and it's probably the winner has the toughest road to hoe, so to speak.
So I saw something this week. I'm careful on it. I think the biggest crowd that Miami's played in front of this year was 64,000. They're going to roll into 115 Saturday.
Dude, this could be a problem.
Lubed up. I'm talking about ready to rock and roll at College Station. And it's not like Carson Beck hadn't played a big game, or it's not like some of those guys hadn't played in a big crowd and all that. But it's been a minute.
Yeah.
And College Station, they're going to be
on
you.
It's different.
Yeah. There ain't no track around the field. Oh, by the way, you know what I mean? They own you in College Station. It will be real interesting.
There's no infield underneath the turf.
There's no infield. I do think that Miami has a very, very talented roster. For whatever reason, they lose two a year. They have no business losing. This is a huge game for Miami to me. If they go in there and they get beat 27-13, that there's an off season with them. Like, hey, we're overspending. We're straight up outbidding people for players, and we're not getting it done. I just think Texas A&M's about to put a foot on them.
Well, is Miami next year in the 9-game or the 8-game conference schedule? The ACC.
Could you imagine right now that coming out this week and Georgia playing 9 and Bama playing 8? They would have to.
I would hate coming to work
Kirby
that day.
Smart.
I'd call in sick that day.
Could you imagine?
I'd have to call in sick.
Hey, Georgia's going to go play at A&M, and Bama's going to play UTC that weekend.
Next man up in this seat.
I mean, I'd be are you kidding me?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Wow.
Oh, well, unbelievable.
Rusty, I know you've been super busy with all the gigs left and right, but I did run into your daughter, Molly, and her fiance, Jimmy. Sounds like they're close to landing a venue, so keep those checks coming in.
Well, I'm sure it's on the bye week, man.
And the best part about it, you know, my oldest daughter, her older sister said, you know you got to get married on the bye week.
Yeah, 100%. It's not even a conversation.
Luckily, I pulled my first rank, and I know some people. I had to find out when that bye week was about a month ago before it came out.
Oh, snap.
I said, listen, I don't need to know who y'all are playing. I don't need to know away games. I just need to know that bye week. It's important. But it was funny. Your older sister, Kelly, said, look, if you don't get married on the bye week, me and Dad can't come.
Love it.
Shout out. I love that.
Well, Rusty, we won't get to talk to you next week. So Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.